It's a trap, you walk right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. And they disguise and pass off as bravery. Well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquering divide. It's all for show, all for hyper control.
That's how you guys gonna get thrown off YouTube this time, boy.
And we're back with another episode of Bones and Tubs. We're here with you on this Tuesday afternoon, hoping to put out a good show for you guys today.
Yes, talking about the thing that you can't talk about. Anything to do with the Jews.
We'll talk about the thing that Alex Jones is afraid to talk about.
Yeah, he's not afraid so much as he's paid not to.
Now, before we start the show and get into the normal bugaboo.
Yeah.
Just a disclaimer on this episode. When we are talking about Jews, we're not talking about Jews as a cultural and religious people.
No.
We're talking about the state of Israel and their fuckery.
The Zionism.
Yeah, Zionism. Once again, we're talking about Zionism. We're not talking about the Jewish people. We have nothing against actual Jewish people.
We have an entire show, maybe two-part show. I don't remember if it's one or two parts, but one of those things on the history of Zionism. So check that out.
You know, I have Jewish friends, and I'm sure there's Jewish listeners. I don't care which God you revere. And then, of course, our lawyer, Mr. Goldstein.
Yeah.
He knows that we don't hold anything against actual Jews.
Anybody that's been through the criminal justice system knows one thing, though.
But Jews who use their...
Lawyers aren't your friends.
But Jews who use their religion as a shield against them, against criticism for their politics and their national... For their government doing terrible things, the fuck them.
Do you think that the common Jews believe that the Goyim are animals?
No, I don't.
Okay. So it's kind of like extreme.
I think it's like a form of its own form of racism, and I don't throw that word out there lightly.
Yeah,
because I truly believe there's subsects of Jews who believe they are the master race, more or less.
Well, you'll have that, I suppose.
But so that's just a disclaimer before the show starts, because I'm not here to listen to people talk about how I'm anti-Semitic or anything. They're a nation state. They're allowed to be criticized for their policies and the things that they've done.
Right.
That simple.
Yes.
There's nothing else to say about it. If you could criticize the United States, you could criticize North Korea, you could criticize the UK, you could criticize the nation state of Israel.
Right. Come on.
They're not above criticism. And saying that they're above criticism in and of itself is its own form of browbeating fucking Marxism that I can't stand.
Breaking news. Father trades his one-year-old son for a pair of Air Jordan sneakers.
Oh, man. Is that real? That can't be real.
It's real.
Where was this at? Was this like in a third world country?
Yeah, it's in Chicago. Oh, my God. Chirac.
Yeah, speaking of third world countries in the United States,
third world shitholes that we border sometimes.
Yeah, let's talk about the fact. Like, I think the whole narrative about what's racist is not has been lost because, like, this week Trump called out Elijah Cummings, representative from the District of Baltimore, about the fact that Baltimore is fucking terrible, right?
Horrible,
rat infested. I believe is the word he used.
Yeah.
And, of course, he got blowback and people saying he was racist because, I don't know. Because, here's the thing. He didn't say anything racist. We know, it's a proven fact that Baltimore has a rodent problem. So to call them rat infested is not, above what they are.
I would say it's on point.
So that being said, and here, this goes back to my argument that just because, it doesn't make you anti-Semitic to criticize Israel, right? Same argument here. It doesn't make you racist to criticize a person of color on their job performance. You know, he's been doing that job for 30 years?
Yeah.
And Baltimore's still a shithole.
He's a poverty pimp.
And even he's been, people from Baltimore have been agreeing with Trump. And yeah, he's fucking right.
I'm literally fighting rats as I type this.
Exactly. So it's no stretch of the truth. And I've said this before, I'm not a Trump train person, but you got to call it like it is. We put plenty of fresh memes hitting out at Trump all the time.
Those clown memes were funny.
Yeah.
And high quality to whoever truly made them.
That's what we do. We hit on both sides.
Yeah. Speaking of shooting shots and taking shots, I was doing some emailing and some commenting back and forth with Matthew Lintz.
Yeah.
Shout out Matthew Lintz.
Yeah.
He was the one that I posted the picture of. He also posted a picture
of
wearing the swag with the firearms in front of that Mr. Steal Your Girl van.
Yeah.
And he said he actually sent us a package, which is strange because I didn't leave a return address on the on the shirt.
Yeah.
But it was just a letter, and it said, "Hey, you bundle of sticks. Thanks for the shirt and the stickers. Put one on my fat ass and one on my creepy van and got all dressed up in my best cutoffs and flip-flops to show you guys how fucking classy we are out here in Arizona." And then he gave us two tampons in the box.
Nice.
It said, "By the way, it's hotter here than your damn garage, so you get no sympathy from me. But it's funny as shit listening to the grunts of disgust because we heat that you guys throw out about 20 times per show."
Yeah.
So I'm glad to know that you enjoy our suffering. I'm glad to suffer for you. Thank you for the tampon.
I'm glad, and thank you for the one-upmanship on your... on your territory. You know what I mean? Yeah, we get it. Here's the thing. I think I've been told this before. Arizona is hot.
It's a dry heat.
But it's a dry heat.
Yeah, it's like an oven.
Like, if you're here and it's 90 degrees, today.
We ought to just quit recording. We use Jew and oven in the same podcast. Oh, it's over.
Yeah, the algorithms are going to pick that up and instantly ban us. When it's humid, like it is, like it's humid here. It rained, like, I don't know, I guess fairly hard last night because I woke up this morning, there were puddles all over the place.
Mm.
But... and it's humid as fuck today because of that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to the fair later, you know?
Glutton for punishment.
Exactly. So.
You know, wear your hair shirt?
Probably.
Hair sweater, maybe?
I mean, here's the thing. Considering the outfits I see people wear at the fair, me going shirtless is not the probably grossest thing I'd see today.
I buy it for a dollar for real. But,
we're going to go today, and I think we're going on Saturday, too, because, well, a friend of ours that works with us at the Factory of Sadness is going to be in the Demolition Derby.
Hogman,
I like that.
Yeah.
And we're going to watch, I'm going to watch him in the Demolition Derby, because he said, fuck it.
I hope he's got like a 97 Ford Escort.
Oh, it's like a fucking Buick Regal or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
like,
those are tanks.
Yeah.
They come to wreck shit.
It's like, I remember you had a car that kind of looked like what he's got.
I had a Buick Regal.
Yeah, except it's got like that cloth top to it.
Yeah.
It's not a convertible, but it has that cloth top that some of them used to have.
It's classy.
Yeah, so.
I hope his hair is on point while he drives it into... things.
I'm sure people. It's gonna be. Yeah, so I'll be going to the fair and sweating some more tonight, trying to enjoy, like, you know, fair food, and then, you know, getting diarrhea from the fair food.
Yeah.
Because no man should ever get used to the food that's at the fair.
I like his fair stories about knocking random pussy out. You ever hear him tell those stories?
Yeah. Oh, Hogman, he was wild.
He's got a hog.
You know,
we call him a Hogman not because he raised pigs, but because of the size of his cock. Probably. I don't know. Just saying.
It makes sense.
Swings.
It makes sense in my mind.
Yeah. Thinking about calling off this weekend, speaking of Saturday and Sunday. I haven't been to work in 6 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. And it work, let me tell you, work has been terrible in many reasons, simply because, you know, you're not there.
It's a fucking terrible place.
And the other side of it is people constantly asking me when you're coming back.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's worse, them asking me constantly or me knowing exactly when you're coming back.
August 2nd. It's a Friday.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I keep telling people. Like, I've had a couple people ask me about probably 5 or 6 times already. The same people. Like, I think about the Master of Keys on first shift.
Yeah.
I think he's asked me every time he's seen me in the last fucking 3 weeks.
That's good.
Hey, when's your partner come back?
Yeah.
It feels like I don't know how to take it, because I don't feel if it makes me feel like a bookend or makes me feel like the less interesting person of the duo.
Well, you're there. You can't be asked about because you're in front of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
it works the same in reverse.
I mean, it's either that or I'm just taking it too far and they just assume I know, which I do know. Yeah. When you're coming back.
But, fucking hate that place. I was hoping to get this podcast explosion out so I could come in a helicopter and take you out.
Just like blast through like the gate with a stolen dump truck.
Yeah, even though the gate's open.
So, yeah, you're coming back to work next week, and that's all I can say about it.
This week, fucking 3 days from now.
I hope you enjoyed your 6 weeks off.
Hey,
I know it's the difference between, like, say, like, you know, being in the dragon's den and having to swim in shark infested water, but
at least in the ocean, you get some, it's cool, you know?
Yeah. So other than like Trump talking shit about Baltimore, the only other thing I could think of that I have to give props to is the quadruple murderer who saved Jeffrey Epstein's life last week.
I hope it.
Who, the quadruple murderer or Jeffrey Epstein?
Fuck both of them.
Why fuck? He said, listen, if Epstein would have gotten through with it, would have never named names.
I was thinking emotionally.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, fuck Jeffrey Epstein. Like, but how about he kills himself after he names names?
Yeah, or while he's doing it.
Yeah. That's a big confession. Hey, speaking of which, not to sidetrack, but anybody out there, I saw a disturbing video today I'd never seen before. If you want to see something disturbing, I want you to Google Bud Dwyer on YouTube. And then type when Google it, you go to YouTube, type in Bud Dwyer, and watch that video.
What's he about?
So apparently he was like a doctor, and then he became a politician. And this is back in the day. This is an old-ass video, right? Have you ever seen it before?
I don't think so.
Oh, my fucking God. It was on live TV. Okay, so I guess like he was accused of taking a bribe.
Yeah.
And it went to trial, and the whole time he pronounced his innocence and said that he didn't do it. But they found him guilty. And then between when they found him guilty and his sentencing trial, he's like, he was still like, he was in that office that he was in, the political office he was in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he resigned, his family wouldn't get any death benefits.
Right.
So he's like, after he was found guilty, he's like, I'm going to hold a press conference. And they're like, don't do it. Don't do it. He's like, no, I'm going to do it. Because he was staring down the barrel of like, he was like 60, and he was staring down the barrel of like 30 years minimum.
It's over for you.
So, like, he has this press conference, and he fucking, like, takes these envelopes out of this package, and he gives them, he's like, calls people out. He's like, here, take this, you take this, you take this. And then he pulls out the biggest fucking hand cannon I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And fucking deuces himself on live television.
That's the Western version of a harakiri.
And, like, some sort of divine intervention, the cameraman, instead of, like, freaking the fuck out, zooms in on the motherfucker as blood is literally just like shooting out of his fucking mouth like a waterfall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta look that up.
I almost want you to watch it right now just so you can share in my fucking misery.
I will.
Because it's disturbing.
If everybody else wants to take a quick break and check it out, we'll be back here in a minute. What was it again?
Bud Dwyer.
I don't know why I typed Richard.
But yeah, so like, and then it come to find out.
How do you spell Dwyer?
D-W-Y-E-R, maybe. Come to find out that one
there it is.
Yeah, that one of the witnesses lied. So he really didn't do it.
Just let everybody know, I'm not watching this on YouTube, so if any of the sound makes it through,
it's not Snuff films do not exist.
I'd love to find that again.
Oh my God.
Okay, so this video is a minute and 20 seconds long. If you guys want to take a minute and 20 seconds to watch this video, we'll be right back.
Hold on, I'm going to watch it too. Yeah, I guess like he was going to like do this little speech, talk about how he was innocent and that he was going to die in this office so his family could get the benefits. But the press conference got too loud and shit, so he's like, fuck it.
Man. So he was innocent, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus wept. I'm going to go ahead and like this video, along with 93,000 other people. Like, stop. I'd like to talk. Fuck it. Ooh, got him!
Yeah, now watch the cameraman.
Man. Well, he's definitely dead.
You can see him shed the mortal coil, too. Look at his eyes closed.
All right, well, I'm uncomfortable.
But yeah, check out that video.
Or don't.
Because I was made to suffer, now you have to as well. But, and then Toby was on a roll this morning because she showed me that. And then I think it was fake, but supposedly audio from the grizzly man getting mauled to death.
Mm.
I think it was fake, though, because I'm pretty sure they've never released that audio. Because apparently it's fucking disturbing.
Oh, of course it is. He got mauled to death.
Yeah. But the fake audio that I heard today, I mean, I guess you can, theoretically, it might be real.
Probably just audio from us going to a Chinese buffet.
You just hear a lot of screaming and a bear going,
"Row." Sounds about right.
But nah, so I guess we should get started on today's topics. Yes, that's with a plural.
Yes.
Not just topic, but there are two topics that involve one country.
Israel?
Yes.
Okay.
These two things were brought to our attention this week by people's awesome Instagram accounts.
By memes.
Yeah, memes. Like, and one got me good, the LaVon Affair meme.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I definitely wasn't looking for, you know, covert operations by the Israeli government.
No.
It's a picture of a very attractive woman, and it says Google her.
Says she has nudes. Google the LaVon Affair.
Yeah. So I did exactly that. And hey, you know what?
Got me.
You fucking got me.
That's exactly what happened to me, too.
Yeah.
That's exactly how that worked.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know which one you want to do first.
Let's do the LaVon Affair.
Okay. Let's do the LaVon Affair. Let me go through my notes real quick because I have the USS Ensign Liberty first. But let me find LaVon Affair. Fucker.
I'm going to go ahead and just do the framework as offered by Wikipedia, because that's the level of research I did on this. The LaVon Affair was a failed Israeli covert operation, codenamed Operation Susanna, conducted in Egypt in the summer of 1954. As a part of the false flag operation, a group of Egyptian Jews were recruited by Israeli military intelligence to plant bombs inside the Egyptian, American, and British-owned civilian targets, cinemas.
So basically,
libraries, American educational centers.
So basically, Israeli intelligence organization Mossad planned to create false flag attacks on multiple targets for the express purpose to bring tension between the British government, the American government, and the Egyptian government.
Mm-hmm. And the Muslim Brotherhood was to be blamed.
Yes.
The bombs were timed to detonate several hours after closing time. The attacks were to be blamed on the Muslim Brotherhood, Egyptian communists, unspecified malcontents, or local nationalists, with the aim of creating a climate of sufficient violence and instability to induce the British government to retain its occupying troops in Egypt's Suez Canal. The operation caused no casualties among the population, but the cost of the lives of four operatives, two cell members who committed suicide after being captured, and two operatives who were tried, convicted, and executed by the Egyptian authorities. The operation ultimately became known as the LaVon Affair after Israeli Defense Minister Penis LaVon. I think that's right, isn't it?
Penis? I mean, I guess it could be construed as penis.
Okay, so anyway, Israeli Defense Minister Male Genitalia LaVon was forced to resign as a consequence of the incident. Before LaVon's resignation, the incident had been euphemistically referred to as in Israel as the unfortunate affair or the bad business. Israel publicly denied any involvement in the incident for 51 years. However, surviving agents were officially honored in 2005, being awarded certificates of appreciation by the Israeli President Moshe Katsav.
So basically, if I'm getting this straight, they want to... they wanted America and Britain to maintain homogeny in the region, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they were going to have them do that is by staging an attack that made it look like the Muslim Brotherhood was attacking civilian targets.
So we got to keep our boys over there.
Yeah, because we don't want to have to police them, and we don't want them out of the area. So that's exactly what we're going to do. Now, the part that really sticks in my craw about this one is the fact that one, they denied it for so long that they had anything to do with it.
Should just be like America and never stop denying it.
And not only that, okay. So first of all, let's just say right off the rip, it didn't work. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that were killed were operatives. And the fact that they honored the people that did it, I feel like that's an even bigger schmear than just saying you did it.
Yeah.
Because you're fucking with world affairs by doing that. Now that's not to say the United States has had their fair share of pulling the puppet strings.
Yeah. I mean, check out our 2-part episode on the CIA. Get you some.
But I think today, the reason it was almost serendipitous, cause we've talked about the Liberty before, but the LaVon Affair is a new thing for me. But the fact that that came up and then we talked about doing one on Liberty, it just seemed serendipitous to do both of these things in the same day.
Serendipity.
But so basically what it was to keep those countries in the region, because I guess Israel felt that if they weren't in the region, that they would be in danger.
Little did they know that if they just fluoridated their population for 51 years and then told them that their troops were over there fighting for their freedom, then they could stay over there indefinitely.
Yeah.
Because that's what we've done.
So, Mossad, the way they were going to, they had this going was, is there was, they recruited Egyptian Jews.
Yes.
To basically do all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It was a top secret cell of Mossad. And I think it was called Unit 131.
Yeah.
Which was supposed to carry out Operation Susanna. And, like, they recruited all these Egyptian Jews. So, like, at least, because by their logic, I guess Mossad thought at least they keep their hands clean because they're recruiting these people to do it. Which scares the shit out of me because it makes me think, like, if they're doing that, that means they learned that from us.
Well, for sure.
So then it makes me think, who the fuck, like, there's, that means there's people amongst us who are probably CIA plants.
Ah, absolutely.
And we don't even know it.
Yep.
There's probably, around Mossad plants for all we know.
Absolutely.
Just living amongst us.
Just swimming around it. That's what I was talking to my father-in-law last week about Iran. He just seems to have this sort of a milder version of the turn it into a glass parking lot stance that we'd be able to handle it in no time, you know? And I kind of fed it around with the idea that a lot of these things are false flags that we're seeing in the news as far as like these ships or we're provoking them to shoot down drones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're trying to get it kicked off. And it's not going to be the same as the other Middle Eastern wars because they've got sleeper cells over here.
So those motherfuckers are going to, like, when they get the fucking word, they're going to go, yeah, turn the fuck up. That's never good either.
Nah, man. That's what happens, though, when you have governments.
Yeah.
You know? Shout out to 00000 Ryan.
Yeah.
Orion. He came to your defense.
For what?
Listening to my berating of you in the last episode for not being a full-on anarchist. Minarchists unite, you know?
Yeah.
So, shout out to that dude. Well, shout out to that boy. Well,
thank you.
He's also our out-of-state audio engineer. I've been trying to get him to hook up with Fiverr and Udemy and get out of the, you know, hamster wheel of work.
That'd be nice.
He's got a badass pool of knowledge when it comes to audio engineering.
Speaking of these like secret cells and stuff like that, I think the frightening part here is I don't think the problem is like we have two examples that just happened in the last week of people, evil people picking soft targets because they're low hanging fruit and they picked it in two places where gun laws are their strictest.
Yeah, it's just because they need more gun laws.
Like,
right.
The thing is, like, I don't see mass shootings in Ohio, rarely.
No.
What
do you think that is? Open carry state with a pretty lax
open CCW? Carry, yeah, open carry with CCWs probably solves 90% of that. Because, okay, for example, say, like, here at our local pork festival, right, we have every year the world famous Preble County Pork Festival.
Preble County Pork Festival.
Like, if somebody tried to show up with, like, an AK or whatever, I'm pretty sure they get deuced pretty quick. They might take out a couple targets, but they're going to get they're gonna be a bullet sponge real fucking quick.
Yeah, it's over.
Now, these two most recent attacks, one was in, I think, Brooklyn or the Bronx, and the other one was in California at Garlic Festival. Two states with strict gun laws. And obviously, your strict gun laws haven't worked. So now they're talking about the fact that they're going to have to, like, reach out into try to restrict other states with their gun law. Like, they're talking about federal overreach on this one.
So cute.
Yeah. Like, that's going to work.
Fuck off. That's what they want, this shit.
Yeah.
They love it, I have a feeling. Every time there's a shooting that somebody gets off, like, oh, thank God.
Well, you ever notice that the first thing that gets mentioned is, like, the first thing that everybody wants to find out is their race and their political affiliation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because, like, in both sides, unfortunately, both sides are on that shit.
Well, you have to know, though, if it's a certain race or political affiliation. That way they can quit talking about it in the media.
Yeah. Well, that, and yeah, it could, because if it, wondering whether or not it can be weaponized or not.
Right.
For their own uses.
I feel like all these tools that they use are outdated and rusty.
Yeah, but people keep falling for them, though.
I'm not the sharpest crown in the toolbox, but I feel like I'm hip to it, so a lot of other people should be as well.
Yeah, when you've got these methods, and they seem to work on the majority, I mean, why stop, you know? That's the way I look at it. If it works.
So.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I'm going to sidestep, but it's somewhat related, because it talks about their modality of control. I got more terrified of the Project Bluebeam idea coming about. So I had some time to sit and think of all the things. You know, sometimes at night you just think of things.
Yeah.
And a lot of our Instagram posts dealing with these false flag attacks that are going to happen to get Epstein and all this other shit out of the media. And everybody liked it and commented. Like, it was a lot of likes and comments.
Yeah.
Far above a lot of the other posts we make. I feel like a lot of people were hip to that, so they're going to have to up the ante to keep the control. Yeah. So then I flirted over to Netflix later, and I watched a documentary on Bob Lazar. Have you seen that documentary?
I haven't seen it, but I saw it, like, it's on Netflix, and I've been meaning to watch
Gotta watch it.
Is it a good time?
It's authentically fucking good.
I'm surprised it's on Netflix, then.
Yeah, I know, but he's such a, like, here's the thing. Bob Lazar is either, in my mind, one of two things. He's one, telling the truth, because he absolutely believes it. He absolutely lives it. He's proven time and time again, in my mind, that it's true. But it could be that he's been hypnotized to believe these things.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It's possible.
But there's such a large outcry for this alien topic, and like you said, the fact that it's on Netflix, it makes me wonder if they're not just fertilizing the ground for this Project Bluebeam takeover.
It could be.
Because this bait and switch, racist, fucking false flag shit's not working anymore.
That and the Area 51 thing and all the things wrapped up in that.
What are they going to do? They can't fight all those Naratu runners.
Man. Rock throwers, Kyles. The Karens are involved now.
Oh, my God.
I saw one the other day. Apparently, Florida Man is involved as well.
Yes.
I saw a fucking awesome meme of that. It was the scene in Infinity War where they're, like, fighting off all those creatures of Thanos, and they're getting their asses kicked, and then all of a sudden, like, Thor appears with his new fucking weapon, and he just starts fucking wrecking everything, and it just says Florida Man on his chest.
Did you see that meme? If I can't keep this in, tell me, and I'll cut it out, but it's a meme about Thanos, and it's got, like, the white arm that's muscular and the black arm that's muscular, and they're, like, embracing.
Yeah.
And one arm said Thanos and the other one said Muslims, and it said solving your problems with stones.
I mean, that you don't have to block that out. Okay. I mean, here's the thing, like, who's going to get offended about that? Because the thing is, like, we can think about recent history. I mean, there have been stonings in Middle Eastern countries in the last probably, what, 2-3 months?
Yeah.
They happen all the time.
Well, historical accuracy is no defense.
Exactly. You know, and not the segue again, but
this what we do here.
I tried to, like, dig into a topic over the weekend with some people, try to get their opinions on the matter.
Yeah.
And so there's this Facebook group. I like the group. It's an interesting place to see people's insights. Mm-hmm. It's called This Is a Weird Hill to Die On.
Yeah.
I'm part of this group. I've never posted a hill. I just like watching the fucking banter back and forth people to see dying. Where people's minds are at.
Yeah.
And I have commented on a few before.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I saw the other day that caught my attention and I wanted to talk about was, it had to do with, and we talked about it in the last episode, this transgender woman who, like, put a bunch of human rights violations against some salons in British Columbia because they wouldn't wax her balls. Now, come to find out, this person is actually a fucking predator who preys on young girls.
A sexual predator.
A sexual predator who preys on young girls. And people screenshotted messages that she had sent to underage girls about how, like, she was wondering what girls' locker rooms were like. Like, do women walk around exposed? and stuff like that. And so people like have exposed that. And this person's hill was, is that it's okay to not respect that one's pronouns and not respect them because of their predatory nature. And I argued against that because I said, here's the thing. I was like, by saying that, you're saying that there's nobody in the trans community that could commit crime because now they're not part of your community anymore because you could decide who gets to be a part of your community.
Yeah, we have zero crime.
And I said, it reminds me of the Scotsman argument. Not another, not a Scotsman argument. And I don't know if anybody's heard that out there before, but the argument is, and I might be fucking this up, but it makes sense. Mm. One day, a Scotsman is reading a newspaper and he sees that a woman was murdered and raped. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, oh, a Scotsman would never do that.
Yeah.
Well, a couple days later, they catch the perpetrator and he's a Scotsman.
Not anymore.
Well, that's exactly what he says. He's like, well, he was never a true Scotsman to begin with.
Yeah.
You don't get to decide that.
It's very tricksy of you.
Because they've already decided, like, if they're going to, like, put us in these different categories and stuff, like, because he identifies with the trans community, he's trans and he's a predator. Yeah. You just have to deal with it. Like, that's the thing, like...
It's honest.
You can't suddenly say that he's just a regular white dude, you know, because he's a predator now.
Yeah.
He's a trans predator. It's okay. You know, we have him in all these different communities that you've created for us.
Right.
All these different subgroups. Assholes exist on every fucking level of this fucking hierarchy.
True.
Every single one.
No lie detected.
But I just wanted to throw that out there.
It's good.
Because it kind of like infuriated me.
Ground your gears.
There was a lot of people that agreed with me though, too.
I always look on there, but every time I do, it's always some dumb shit. I'm never really interested.
I mean, there's some dumb ones, but there's some... And there's sometimes there's a lot of bait ones.
Yeah.
They'll say dumb shit like whammin'.
Yeah.
Are stupid.
Whammy.
Have little brains and shit. And it's just like, that's bait, dude.
Yeah, nice try. Not today, Satan.
But nah. So, anyways, to wrap up the Levon affair, let's put it this way. They had a trial in Egypt for these Egyptian Jews. And a couple were condemned to execution. Two were acquitted. And the rest served prison terms.
Yes.
And basically, for all things considered, I feel like if a country, a normal nation, would do that to us, we wouldn't like welcome them back into the fold for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, it didn't take that long for us to welcome them back into the fold again. So, you know, it didn't really hurt them in the long run, but I feel like it should have.
They're like our really expensive puppet, though. We'll never throw them out with...
Are they a puppet? Because they seem to think that we're subhuman.
Well, I think the thing was that they played off of our thinking they'd be puppets. I mean, we give them... Like, what's the fucking U.S. to Israeli amount of money that we give them every year? It's in the hundreds of billions, right?
But the question is, it's a matter of perspective. Are we seeing it as we're paying our puppet? Or is they see it as like some sort of tiding?
Yeah, I mean that's what it's turned into.
To the puppet master.
And again, we're talking about the Zionists. We're not talking about every Jewish person.
Yeah.
So
well, listen. As far as I'm concerned, we don't have to cover that base anymore. Yeah. We put that firmly at the beginning of the episode.
It's already there.
That we're not talking about the whole of the Jewish community because there's plenty of Jews that are against Zionism.
Yeah.
You know, but. But yeah, that's more or less the Levon affair. If you want to look up more on it, there's plenty of sources out there to find about it. I think the second thing we wanted to hit on today was the USS Liberty incident.
Mm.
So, basically, short breakdown, an Israeli fighter jet and an Israeli Navy torpedo boat on... June 8th, 1967, during the Six-Day War, attacked a U.S. Navy ship, the USS Liberty, and killed, like I think I said, 34 crew members and wounded 171. And this was in the Sinai Peninsula, mind you.
Yes.
So...
Wasn't LBJ the president at the time?
Yes.
Did you hear about the quote that he supposedly gave?
No, I didn't hear that. What was it?
Let me pull it up. I'll just keep it going.
So basically, what it breaks down to is like they apologized for the attack and said it was a mistake, But there's a bunch of people who are like involved with the situation on the American side that reject the notion that it was a mistake and say that it was completely and utterly deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted they
well, they blamed it on the Egyptians.
Yeah.
There's supposedly a quote. I can't find the source to it, but it's been used over and over again when people talk about the USS Liberty, that LBJ, because this attack lasted 75 minutes, and as they were completely destroying the ship, killing everyone on board it, that calls for help were coming back, and things were going up the chain of command, like, we got ships in the area, can we go in and save the Liberty? And LBJ, commonly known for holding press conferences in his bathroom so people could look at his junk while he took a shit, and he would put his huge dick on people in the House of Representatives to let them see his way of thinking.
Jumbo. That's what he called it.
Yeah, his dick. I have to imagine he had his dick in both hands when he said, I want that goddamn ship on the bottom of the ocean floor.
Huh.
Now, like I said, there's no sources, but I've heard that over and over and over again.
So, basically,
a lot of the testimony is still classified, too, from the investigation. So
he wanted evidence of it destroyed, so that there was no ship to question.
Just that the Egyptians had done it, and they were bad.
Yeah.
We need to go over there and spank their pee-pees.
So, and here's the thing, like, they claim it was a mistake and everything, but according to, like, crew members in the logs, there were multiple flyovers by the Israeli Air Force multiple times in the morning before it happened. So they had to know that it was them.
Yeah.
They knew it was them. We were supposedly neutral in the Six Day War, but we were just, like, we were doing reconnaissance work. We weren't actually fighting. And they torpedoed the boat. It looks like they tried to blame the Soviets, too.
Huh.
That's what Lyndon Johnson was looking for at first. But then when they radioed, they telephoned Moscow, and Moscow was like, we had nothing to do with that.
We didn't do this.
They had to change their tune, and then it became the Egyptians. And then finally, Israel admitted, it was us. My bad. Big mistake.
We made a giant mistake. We're sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry.
So basically, a few people have gone on the record that were involved that said that the attack was a little deliberate. Naval Lieutenant Commander James Enes, a junior officer, was on the Liberty's bridge at the time of the attack. He wrote a book called The Assault on the Liberty, describing this and saying, among other things, that the attack was deliberate. Enes and Joe Meadows, also survivors of the attack, run a website about the incident. Meadows says that the classification of the attack as deliberate is the official policy of the USS Liberty Veterans Association. So at least one organization has gone on to say this was meant to happen. And it was a gigantic cover-up that they're saying it was an accident.
There's also some Israeli Mossad connections to 9/11, but I'll leave that alone.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah. Just for the new listeners.
Yeah. You know,
there's plenty of new listeners out there.
You go look up our CIA episode, part 1 and 2.
Extensive back catalog.
And you'll find out how we feel about Mossad's, and we've talked about Mossad before and their involvement in their entanglement in our affairs.
You know, it'd be funny is if we took off after this episode and we didn't have to go back to the Factor of Sadness anymore, but you also never heard us talk about Zionism.
You would know we were bought.
Yeah.
That's all you would have to know is that we were officially bought.
Hope you still love us, though.
Of course you will. Okay, so apparently, according to the Israeli side of it, is that the one of the reasons they hit the boat and there was confusion was because the American flag wasn't visible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God, that sounds
but bizarre. According to the captains, the Americans had the flag. It was flown before, during, and after the attack. But apparently, at one point, one of the flags that they had, because they had multiple flags, was shot down.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard to see the flag through all the shelling that we've done.
Yeah. I can't tell what it is. I'm pretty sure. But I tell you what, you could go ahead and get on Google and look at the, if they were fighting the Egyptians, look at the Egyptian flag and then look at the U.S. flag and tell me, like, how you'd be able to.
They're
like,
pretty similar. By similar, I mean not in any way alike.
Yeah. Tell me you're able to, like, say they look similar.
Yeah.
So apparently, and not only is it that Americans have said the attack was deliberate, there are dissenters amongst the Israeli groups that have said that it was also deliberate as well. And blame it on the upstart commander who issued the attack in the first place.
Hmm.
Man, I tell you what. Like, I was looking through my notes. And it just seems all along the way, like, they bullshitted themselves into this attack. Like, they claim that they did flyovers and shit like that. And then you've come to find out that they didn't do any flyovers over it. And then you come to find out that, like, even their measurements at their speed were off, because they were claiming that because of the speed of the vessel, it couldn't have been a neutral ship.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, man. Yeah, that was definitely on purpose.
God damn.
Sorry.
No, you're all right.
I gotta stop.
But, so basically how it boils down is nobody really got in trouble for it. It was supposedly an accident.
Sorry.
And, yeah.
Sorry.
And then that was about it.
That's good. I'm glad we were able to put it down, you know, in the history. I'm sure we woke some people to it.
Because
I was unaware of the Levant affair until that tasty meme crossed my path.
And now you know about the USS Liberty as well.
That was also in a meme.
Yeah.
I think I sent you both.
Yes, you did.
One was a girl thrown up in the toilet and a guy looking back, like, smiling. And it said, "We're pregnant." And then option A was, "Hold her hair back." Option B was, "Start talking about the USS Liberty."
And I think that about wraps us up for the show.
I got one shout out and one recommendation.
Okay.
This recommendation is for you as well.
Oh.
See what you think about it.
Okay.
Shout out goes to Instagram, Megan X Rose. If you like woke and you like attractive female, check out Megan X Rose.
Yeah.
We're getting a shout out from her. I'm pretty excited.
Ooh, that's cool.
To her 33,000 followers.
Awesome.
Throw me in your inbox.
Yeah.
And then the recommendation, I would say go to Netflix. I've already gave you the one of Bob Lazar documentary. But check out I Am Not Your Guru by Tony Robbins.
Huh. Good?
Ooh-wee.
Copy.
So check those things out, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, if you haven't yet, you should go over to that Patreon.
Patreon.com/Bones and Tubs.
Start with just $1 a month.
Let us hear you, feel you, think about you, and see you.
Join the nation.
Join us.
If you want to message us, you could always get over to Instagram.
I've been talking to folk. I like talking to folk.
He talks to people all the time. I should talk to people more, but I'm a bit shy. I'm a shy guy.
Don't be shy. If you want to talk to Tubbs, just put Tubbs in the you know,
yeah,
the message.
And then I guess I'll be forced to respond.
And I'll screenshot it to him until he responds to you favorably. Yeah.
So, check us out over on Instagram.
Instagram.com/Bones and Tubs.
We're on Twitter.
Twitter.com/Bones Tubs.
You want to add us any good articles on Twitter? Go ahead and do that.
Yeah. I'm just starting to learn how to use Twitter.
Yeah.
Still.
And if you still use Facebook.
Fedbook.com/Bones and Tubs.
Yeah, there you go. We'd like to thank you all for listening.
Thank you. Thank you at Blood and the Brave for letting us use your music.
Check them out definitely.
On bandcamp.com/Blood and Brave, or perhaps it's bloodandbrave@bandcamp.com. Either
check
way,
it out.
Google both those words.
Yes. We'd like to thank you all for listening. We hope you have a good week. We hope you enjoyed the episode. And we hope to see you next time.
It's Ohio hot in this bitch. We love you.
We really do.
Talk shop, I'm here to talk cops. Who crooked and corrupt, who need to be stopped, who aren't afraid to aim, squeeze and release round after round until they put them in sheets. I said any and everywhere, they're hitting it, well aware of what they're doing, and no, they don't care. Everything's illegal and nobody's free. We're all tapped to track, yeah, you and me, hardwired to tune. They watch in the back room with their cameras on Zoom, laughing at me and you. Yeah, go ahead and think it ain't a police state for real, cause the cops got tanks. I got hounds to call out, rounds that they use, but that ain't a problem until they used on you. I said one false move, you'll be up on the news in the morning and evening, footage of your family weeping. Man down, yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. Man down, they put another in the ground. I got tanks and troops headed in your town. Man down, it ain't a game, it's a shame. It's why I don't play, cause they run the game. Man down, yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. They say that's the way it is, but it's sick cause the kids deserve more than to live in the world like this. I'm pissed, I'm phased and in a rage, and hot from the flash and the bang grenades. I'm burning alive cause I'm burning inside. I'm a man on fire cause another man died. I'm appalled, let's just list them all. I'm sure I'll miss a few and a few will applaud. They punch kids, shot kids, taste pregnant ladies, taking babies to land and put cuffs on the hands of veterans. They choked a peacemaker, he broke up a fight and then died a little later. They shot men in the back who went under attack and were caught on film, and they lied.
lied about the facts and protect each other. They're on the throne, so don't be shocked at all when they're breaking your home. Man down, yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. Man down, they put another in the ground. I got tanks and troops headed to your town. Man down, it ain't a game, it's a shame. That's why I don't play, cause they run the game. Man down, yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. It'll get real in a matter of minutes, gone without a sentence, no trial, no witness. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you. It'll get real in a matter of minutes, gone without a sentence, no trial, no witness. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time, it could have been you. All they need is a reason, it don't matter, it's open season. All they need is a reason, it don't matter, it's open season. All they need is a reason, it don't matter, it's open season. All they need is a reason, it don't matter, it's open season.